I'll say I've lived in Rapids almost my entire life. I've known his mother since high school. Yeah. I've known him since he was an itty-bitty little guy.
Yeah.
So I reported on him when he was still in high school.
Wow.
So kind of cool. I mean, you don't want to see the penalty. You don't want to see him lose his cool like that. But it's cool to see that the growth of the game.
Yeah, I really love the small-town community that Rapids is. And, I mean, it's Welch, he's such an amazing guy. And that fire has been brewing all season long. I mean, he keeps on telling me he wants to go. He wants to go. Obviously, his father played a similar sort of style. And, I mean, yeah, that one's been brewing for a while.
Yeah. I mean, they're a little frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, it's an emotional game. So, I mean, both individuals are going to be at fault for it, unfortunately, because they both dropped gloves. But that's, you know, almost sounds like I'm cheering for the kid. It's cool to see him get out there
Absolutely.
And get into it.
Yeah.
But probably not the moment that he wanted, but the hometown fans sure loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing Welch will be irritated about is it wasn't a clean fight. You didn't really get the chance to really go at him.
No.
You sort of fighting the refs more than he was fighting.
Well, he ripped his helmet off, Absolutely, so that's something.
Yeah, I can sort of see the congregation around his parents in that right corner, and I bet they're all loving it.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Mom might be a little
nervous. Yeah, probably not, but I think Dad will be loving it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I know that for a fact. Oh, boy. As they're playing. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Coach was actually laughing. So, yeah, I mean, you have to laugh, and it's great that they're playing a little Judas Priest, breaking the law.
I think with Welch, I mean, it's sort of, even this game, I think he's been caught with a couple ones up high, and I sort of, it was in that corner, there's a bit of afters and sort of just brewing, and it was sort of just bound to happen, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's a 12-1 game. When isn't something like that going to happen? Hopefully that's the only one we see.
Yeah. You don't want to see it getting out of control.
No, you don't. Not 5-minute major cross-checking for Raffert.
Raffert's been called for the cross-checking I believe Beauchamp should have been penalized for.
Roughing. Double minor. Asante penalty. Double minor for roughing. For number 10, Vasikov. And Lemieux is in the box as well. So there's a lot to unpack here. It's a tough one to try to decipher here.
Yeah, definitely.
With all the double minors and this and that. But I'm still laughing seeing I still picture Aiden as just being a little fella running around the rink, you know, at the first year of the River Kings.
Yeah.
man, he's living the dream now.
Absolutely.
As it's going to be a power play coming up here for Asante. 5-on-4, I think that's the call.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what is really going on. I mean, Locker's in the box instead of Raffert. I mean, I think the initial penalty was supposed to be on Beauchamp instead of Raffert to begin with, and
well, our trusty official scorer will get it figured out for us. As Cooper picks up a loose puck, high slot, and he just dumps it up.
Great
to
pass.
To Schweitzer, 1-on-0, and big save there by Healy as he just paddles that into the corner. Beauchamp can't quite knock it out of the way as we play on here with all these penalties still being deciphered as what they're being called here at 5:22. It's Alexander Vasikov, served by John Lemieux, roughing double minor for 4 minutes. Hunter Raffert, he's a major for cross-checking. 5 minutes is the power play. And then Aiden Welch, served by Isaac Locker, roughing double minor for 4 minutes. So that's what we got going on there.
Yeah.
Either way, Rapids, they got a power play to have to kill.
Mm.
And they are doing a good job so far of it as we're a minute in. And Asante's really struggling getting the puck up into the zone.
Yeah, good opportunity for Asante to get some legs and get some energy.
As Cooper holds his own, sends the puck, keeps the puck, goes around a couple defenders. Opportunity on the doorstep for Beauchamp. He misses, and back the other way goes Asante. Patterson takes the puck. starts losing edge. He gets checked behind the goal, and now there's some push and shoving by White or by Patterson on Whitehead, but cooler heads prevail as Asante brings it up into the zone. As ridden off the puck was Yost, then there will be another penalty called.
I think it's offside.
That will be offsides, yes. He put his hand up like it was a penalty,
yeah.
But you are right, offsides.
With all the banging and crashing, I wouldn't be surprised if it's another penalty.
Yeah, that was my first indication, because there's a big physical play happening right in front of him with Bryceland, and when you're as tall as Bryceland is,
yeah.
That's a downside of having big players like Bryceland, as he stands 6'3", 175, is that the opposing frame.
Yeah.
It's like an elbow.
Giveaway.
Oh, Ilian just got stoned right
crushing
on the doorstep.
Hit.
And a big hit there laid down by Ilian as he just missed that one. As Bryceland sends the puck down low back towards Ilian. Boy, there's been all kinds of action tonight. It's been a very entertaining game. I think more entertaining than a 12-1 score would indicate.
Yeah.
As Rapids has successfully killed off 3 minutes on this power play as they are 2:41 away from getting things all squared up here, sir. We'll see how they do in this last little bit. 12-10 left to go in the contest, up 12-1. As Rapids brings the puck in, Ilian pass over to Diamond, tic-tac-toe shot.
Nice.
Shot to goal! Ilian got that goal, and now it is 13-1, Wisconsin Rapids.
Really unselfish play by Noah Diamond there to find Ilian. I mean, Ilian and Diamond, they're a great connection. They've been together for a while across the season, and really unselfish play there by Diamond. Diamond's more of a skill guy. He loves to thread that needle, and Ilian, a nice finish.
Yeah, it was a nice pass back and forth to each other. Ilian to Diamond, back to Ilian, where he buries it near post to Healy, and there is not much he could do. You get me once, you got it, but not get me twice. As a shorthanded goal goes to Ilian, his second goal of the game. Opportunity here for Asante as they get the puck in the far corner. 8 minutes exactly, time of the goal, shorthanded. Rapid special teams all over the place as they have 5 special teams goals. It's just been all Rapids tonight. 11 and a half to go, 1:45 left to go on the power play as Rapids has an opportunity. Diamond centering. Ooh. Diamond could have shoved it home. He didn't. He centered it looking for his teammates. They're very unselfish, as
yep.
you said.
Yeah, very looking for Williams to complete that hat trick.
Well, that's what he was looking for. Unfortunately, he didn't there. But 11 minutes to go in the game, still plenty of time. And at some point, you just kind of wonder, you know, you still got to shoot on goal, but you don't really want to keep running or further up.
Yeah.
I mean, what you can't stop playing, however.
No, absolutely not. I think keep on playing. Keep on playing how you are and end the game.
Diamond brings it in. Williams centering. He just misses it by about a foot. As Rapids plays on, we're about 10:37 remaining in the game. Formikov, he brings it up, chips it into the zone, picked up by Bolduc. Bolduc sends up, playing off the boards. Williams can't quite get there as Asante picks it up in their zone and really kind of slowing things down. Tudic, nice hit by Heikert against Tudic. Is Heikert no quitting that young man as he's bringing her up. He's playing with a lot of pride. Yost brings it up into the zone. Pushed to the side by Bolduc. Goes around the goal. Leaves it up front for Andrews. Andrews shot. Turned away by the shin of Denti. As Rapids plays on, under 10 minutes left to go. As puck bouncing and it gets loose. And here goes Tudic. Shot. Big rebound. Denti wasn't there. As Denti just holds on to the puck. And 8 seconds left to go on that power play is big rebound off the pipe, and that will do it for that power play. Asante had nothing doing as Rapids had a shorthanded on that 5-minute penalty and a big save by Shaw as we get a stoppage. 9:34 left to go in the contest. 13-1 is the score, and that's quite the substantial difference in shots at 74-16.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just complete domination, and Just, Denti had a really nice chance there, a great power move to cut in front of Healy, and just Healy's able to save it.
And it's one of those that we talked about, a match with the score would be if Healy didn't play as outstanding as he has tonight.
You can only begin to imagine.
Well, opportunity here for Asantes. There is a whistle, and I'm wondering what the call will be on that, as I do believe there will be some line changes here for Asante, as it will be, I believe, offsides was the call. 9:16 left to go in the contest, 13-1, Rapids over Asante. Asante, they actually do have the final playoff spot in the North Division. They will be more than likely going to play the Squatch, assuming Rapids does not, nearly an own
goal. Good save
on
his own teammate.
Yeah, Kormakov, he almost does a Beauchamp from last night, as we don't want to make too much light of that. But now Asante, they got a chance, 3-on-1, picked up, nice defense played there by Chevy Alexander as Allstrand comes up through the slot, shot right in the belly of Healy. And another stoppage, 8:40 to go, 13-1 score. But, man, if it one side of game, like we talked about, but without those saves by Healy, it could be closer to a 20-1.
Complete credit to Healy.
But that you start looking at these playoff standings. We talked about that a little bit too.
Yeah.
If things ended tonight, it'd be Rapids at the 2 seed, and they would be more than likely hosting. Shot and a goal, Beauchamp. He adds 14, and Rapids just sees that lead grow. I need more lines on my score sheet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm running out of space. I've got so many letters and some goals and assists and points totals. It's getting crowded on this page. And, I mean, Beauchamp, I mean, I'll go back to it. I do think it was Beauchamp supposed to serve the 5 minute that Raffert was given. And now Beauchamp's then got a goal. A nice play from Bryceland to find his teammate. Bryceland's having one hell of a game. 5 points now on the night.
Yes, he is. Rapids is doing what they got to do. And they are not making any question marks about it and showing, hey, whether we get the 1 seed, 2 seed, doesn't matter. Maybe you should be watching out for us to be representatives at Nationals. But there's a lot of hockey to be played before that ever happens, as Beauchamp got his 10th goal as he was assisted by Bryceland. And Anderson. As Rapids just peppering the goal yet. Time of the goal at 11:33. Big rebound there. Loose puck bouncing around. Shot lifted by Diamond. He couldn't get it there. He had wide open net. Beauchamp just inside the blue line. Hit down low to Diamond. Diamond looking to center it. Sends it across the ice to Whitehead. Whitehead slapper blocked right up into the netting. There you go. Stoppage play. 7:26 to go. As Rapids has 80 shots on goal.
Yeah. Now in the intermission, there was a deal made by coach, and 100 shots removes any punishment of bounty, any bounty punishment, and I think the boys will be looking to achieve that.
Well, they got 7.5 to do it.
Tight.
That would be something. I've really got to get something to commemorate that one. That's I've never seen that before. Is Raffert shot, big save again by Healy, as we've said all night.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's you're down to 19, my
yep.
friend.
It's getting better every time, and I think now if you're a River King, you really want to just look toward the coming weekends. I mean, Dells Ducks, that'll be a really good weekend to end the season.
It should be
fun and fierce, and I think after that, you really look at, I mean, Northwest are your next big targets in the playoffs that will likely meet on if the brackets work out, as I think they will, and that'll be a nice matchup. And then they've been a sort of bogey team, as a sort of English term, and you don't really know what's going to happen in that sort of game. Really quite evenly contested.
Absolutely, as Shaw has to cover the puck, as we got to stop at 7:01 remaining in the contest. Rapids up 14-1, and like you said, you touched on it just a little bit there. There just seems to be such a 3-tiered level to this league.
Yeah,
and I mean the top two, obviously Rapids and the Squatch, and you could throw Northwest in there too.
Yeah,
they're a distant third, but those top
they're
three
in there.
Teams,
they can the are, Northwest
they,
can bruise.
They can beat anybody.
Yeah. And I think it's the teams like your Mullets and your Northwests and your Ducks that they can inflict some pain on any team in any given night.
So we'll see how that goes the next few weeks as the Blades look as of right now to be Rapids' opponent, assuming Rapids holds on to the two seed. Diamond brings the puck up into the zone. Shot, rebound, bouncing around, shot, big save again. Shot behind, shot through the crease. Chevy Alexander tries to hold his own. He does. Shot, loved by Healy. Stoppage of play, 6:32 to go, as there's 83 shots on goal, my friend. So we'll see if they can do it. 100 shots on goal. That's noteworthy no matter who you're cheering for. That just fire shots on goal.
Yeah, and that's what the boys are shouting. They're shouting to our scorekeepers. They're saying there was 5 shots in that little flurry.
I love it. I love it. Centering attempt there. Picked up by Asante.
Garcia's playing forward.
Oh, you don't see that too often,
no.
Do you?
Well, the NCDC tendered to the New Jersey Rockets. Garcia now, they're seeing they're getting a very versatile player.
Yeah, they are. As Rapids has to get back on sides as we get to about 6 minutes to go in this one. Rapids comfortably ahead, 14-1. As puck comes down like the ice, no icing. Shaw plays it up. Picked up by Locker. Chipped up by Nelson. Nelson, he brings it up into the zone. Garcia flanked, shot high of the mark. As Garcia holds zone, puck's loose. Picked up there by Nelson. Nelson skating around, thinking about leaving it. Does not. Sends it down low. There's a little bit of a hold there, but they play on. 5.5 approximately to go in the game. Puck held up in the corner. Comes out. Nelson at the point. Slap shot. Wide of the mark. As that was one with a lot of force on it. It's not an opportunity to get real close. Locker at the circles. Trying to jam it home. One save. Already by Healy as the puck just stays in the zone. Racing for it was Whitehead. He held the zone. Williams, he's trying to go around the cage. He's being held up by Bennett. Bennett always in the mix there as puck sent back behind the goal. 84 shots now for the River Kings. Under 5 minutes to go. Garcia battling down low with Locker. Puck comes loose. Williams sends it back around. Puck still loose. Slowed down by the defense as Yost picks it up, brings it up to center ice. 4:44 to go as we get a stoppage. Puck goes up out of play. They get a stoppage nonetheless. 4:42 to go. Rapids up 14-1. 84 shots on goal.
Yeah, I mean, Nelson had so many chances on that shift to shoot, and he even blurted it out, just couldn't hold it in anymore. I mean, he had so much time and space, and shots are what the boys are calling for right now, and he had a prime opportunity to get a couple there.
Face-off, neutral ice, controlled by Rapids. Williams gets it up there. Garcia flanking, shot behind the goal. Beauchamp comes up, centering attempt. Gets it out to neutral ice as Rapids has to reset. 4.5 to go in this contest, 14-1. Rapids just cruising now. To chip the puck up. Centering attempt, no avail to Williams. Puck still held in by Beauchamp. And we've got a whistle off sides. The call. 4:16 to go in the contest.
Yeah, and it's I think it's been over for a while, and I think now you just sort of look forward to your shoveling your snow on Sunday and your lion.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't know anyone who looks forward to shoveling that, but I'll let you take care of it. I'll let you take care of it, Rory.
Yeah. I'll be hopping on the automatic snowblower.
Oh, okay, all right. Stop at your play here.
Great invention, I must say.
Oh,
the
yeah.
shovel needed an update.
Oh yeah, they normally do. I've worn out a few over my years. I used to do snow removal professionally, and
nope,
I retired from that. Not for me anymore. As there's a penalty called on Asante. So Rapids going back on the power play. As now the question is, you just pepper trying to get to 100?
Yeah.
You try to score? What do you do?
I'm not really sure what the plan will be. I mean, I see Garcia again playing forward. I mean, this is good. I mean, just another way to get some ice time and get some opportunities on the power play.
Rapids has to get back on sides first. As we are under 4 minutes to go, Locker brings the puck up. Skates around the goal. Slowing things down a bit at the circle. Back pass to Diamond. Sends it back down to Locker. Locker, shot. There's a save for him. As Rapids trying to get that century mark. Garcia skating around. Going around, doing some circles. There's another attempt from behind the goal. Sent all the way down to Shaw. No icing on the power play, or on the penalty kill, I should say. 3:20 left. As Diamond picks it up, carries it up. Pass up ahead, Chevier Alexander. Nice move across his body, brings it into the zone. Shot blocked by the skates of a defenseman. Rapids has to reset. 3 minutes to go with less than a minute to go on the skater advantage. Chevier Alexander brings it up, round the boards. Official had to brought his hand up to protect because he was wondering if he was going to get hit. Under 3 minutes to go, 2:50 exactly, as 43 seconds remain. And the skater advantage for Rapids. Far side is Locker. Brings it up. Centering attempt. And that's picked up by Yost as he's skating to get past the defense. Shot. Locker saved by Shaw. He gets a little bit more action into the game as Rapids now back moving. Whitehead up ahead to Bryceland. Skating in. Save there. Big save there by Healy. Up to 86 shots. Centering. Bounce, and then there's a stoppage, a whistle. So official comes in. 87 shots now.
Yep.
With 2:16. I don't know. I think you're going to be just a little bit short.
Yeah, I think that power play almost just killed it. I think they were just trying to do a little bit too much, play a little too individually, and just they had a couple of chances to fire, and they just decided to hold.
2:16 to go. 14-1 is our score. Rapids leading. Whitehead tries to hold it. He cannot. Puck goes all the way down. Bryceland sends it up. Across the ice pass. Cooper chips up to Beauchamp. Penalty is over. So we're back on 5-on-5 as Cooper tied up in the corner. Beauchamp. Puck sent around the boards. Ilion couldn't slow her down as Bryceland backhands it back down around the boards. Ilion with it. Battling around behind the goal. He's got it. Being pushed around a little bit. Cooper trying to get out of his way. Bryceland at the point. Shuffle pass across the way. Puck loose. Big save. Another save. As Healy's still playing hard. That was two, I believe. As Whitehead sends it up ahead. Beauchamp shot and a save. 1:23 left to go. As we're sitting at 89-90 saves. You're going to be just close,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, it's going to be right down to the wire. 83 seconds to get, is it 12 shots?
Yeah. We'll see how accurate that is. I thought there was a couple extra ones that they didn't put up there. I think that might be Coach.
Coach might have.
You might have said, no, you're just.
You're getting your skating. You're getting your reps in.
I don't care what happens. And then after you're done skating, it's, oh, by the way, you actually had this many.
That'll just be devilish.
I could see Coach doing that as we are. Just about 1 minute away from the conclusion of this game in the weekend series, a sweep over the Outlaws as we are 1 minute away from the conclusion of the game. 14-1 is the score. Rapids is battling down in the corner. Garcia shot. That hits a pipe and out as that did beat Healy. He's had a great game. You wouldn't tell it by the score, but he's had outstanding saves. Now I'll defend that young man on that. A shot, save, rebound, and that's picked up again. 30 seconds left to go as Heikert gets pushed off the puck. 25 seconds to go. Puck behind the goal, picked up by Bolduc. Bolduc can't quite hit the mark. Just escapes Williams. Yep, that was about 6 inches too far in front of him. As we have 13 seconds to go, and I think the teams are just going to play this one out as puck goes in. There's 90 saves there by Healy as the clock stops.
They need 10 more shots in 1.9 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen weirder things happen, just not here in this moment. As it is 14-1, 1.9 seconds left to go in the game. Faceoff coming to the glove side of Healy.
Maybe a discount on the reps, but
and there's your horn.
There we go.
As that was just kind of covered up by Bennett. And that is your final horn. 86 saves by Charles Healy. 76 saves by Healy on 90 shots. Man.
I mean, I don't really understand the not pulling him. I mean, just give him a break and just the punishment and the... Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow.
That's tough for the young man, but you know what? He played a heck of a game. He can't hang his head, and if he does, he shouldn't. That's just two different teams out here this weekend. 4 goals scored by Wisconsin Rapids in that third period. Asante, they did get it started. Patterson scored for the Outlaws, and then that was followed up by 4 straight. Schweitzer, Bryceland, Illion, and Beauchamp to wrap up the scoring in the game as, boy, Rapids just really took it to them as they just rolled to another series win with Deacon Shaw, again, 16 saves in the contest. Wisconsin Rapids, they won last night by quite a margin as well, as that was 10-2 and 14-1 tonight with 90 shots on goal. That's impressive no matter how you slice it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, just shows the class difference and the skilled gap between these two teams. I mean, coach said that just should you stop playing the way you do because another team can't field the same sort of skill. And, I mean, well-deserved win for the River Kings. A lot of guys will be feeling good. I mean, a lot of reps and a lot of points to go around, and that'll make the boys feel good going into the last weekend of the season.
Absolutely has. Healy, he's going to get a good rest on the bus ride home.
Yeah.
That young man really played hard.
Don't let him sit down because he might fall asleep.
That's right. Those legs got to be rubbery as we will be getting our first star player of the game.
Epic performances.
Caden Schweitzer, he's the first star player of the game. As the announcer says, everybody's favorite Fib from Elgin, Illinois.
And congratulations to Schweitzer on his commitment to Hiram College in the NCAA Division III.
Then number 5, Xavier Beauchamp, he's got the 2-star player of the game honor for the River Kings. He gets his fancy hat, goes and hands his shirt away. And number 24, Jake Bryceland, he gets the water bottle shower out there on the ice as he is the 3-star player of the game for the River Kings, as again they get the 14-1 victory over Asante.
Congratulations to Jake.
Yeah, absolutely there. So Rory, any departing words here before we meet up with you in a week?
I'll see you in a week.
All right, that sounds good there. Short and sweet. Well, for Rory McKibben, Art, Zach on the cameras, Matt Fillmore, the ringleader up here. My name's Mike Comer. Thanks for joining us this weekend. For the rest of the night, be safe, have fun. And thank you for joining us on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media at 105.5 WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a grown up town, down home American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Baptist church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park truck stop.
Clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. And you'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you. You stay. I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you'll leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth, and I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear, to love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one. We don't have to live this way. I've given you my best. Why does she get the best of you? So the next time you find you wanna leave her bed for mine, why don't you stay? I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. You can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there is one thing you should know. I don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you
looking back again. dried cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Play it. Shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Song, song of the South. Gone, gone with the wind. Song, song of the South. Song, song of the South.
You got no idea you're going way too fast. You try not to think about what went wrong. Try not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
Cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
I do, I do. The highway won't dry your tears. The highway don't need you here. The
would you hold on to me tighter? As the summer sun got higher, if we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Would you go with me if we rode the clouds together? I'd look down forever if you were lighter than a feather. Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, accompany me to the edge of the sea, help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all. Damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you, with my eyes on you, with my eyes on you.
Speaking of the coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me, that sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in. And you still talk about that moon that I can't recall, but God, I saw all I needed to. Might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter. You remember Times Square and people counting down everywhere, 2000 whatever, no, I didn't care, 'cause baby you were there. And once again, couldn't help but stand.
No matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you. Halfway around the world, over a local corner booth, yeah, you guessed it, girl, you know I got my eyes on you. We can be on any street, any party, any room, I'll be there all night with my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father. Yeah. You can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California, but even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. Have Delta nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated. Drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now. I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have four. We'll always have Delta nights, we'll always be in between real love.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo? Or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama.
Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last call kissing, are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is or what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, big, or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last call kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
She let us know by tonight which one.